This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted to provide a total of $95 billion in foreign aid over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The bill contains $60 billion in aid for Kyiv now in its third year of war with Moscow. It includes $26 billion for Israel's war effort against Hamas, as well as humanitarian aid for civilians in conflict zones like Gaza. And another $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, where Taiwan continues readiness exercises should China invade. The legislation now moves to the Senate, where a vote should come early this week, advancing the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Palestinian health officials said on Sunday Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive to Rafah despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. Palestinians on Sunday recovered bodies found under rubble and dirt at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, weeks after Israeli army forces retreated from the medical complex. The Palestinian Civil Emergency Service said teams recovered 60 bodies from hospital yards, raising to 210 the number of bodies it had dug out there from last Friday. According to local officials, most of the bodies were buried on the hospital ground during the conflict by relatives of the deceased and hospital staff. This